USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Another layer in the saga of classified documents. Citing multiple sources, CNN reports that a lawyer for former Vice President Mike Pence has found about a dozen documents labeled as classified in Pence's home in Indiana. The lawyers turned the papers over to the FBI, which has begun an investigation. Police in Yakima, Washington, in the middle of the Evergreen State, are hunting for whomever shot and killed at least three people at a convenience store early this morning.
It appears to be a random situation. There was no apparent conflict between the parties. The male just walked in and started shooting.
Yakima Police Chief Matthew Murray says the suspect walked out, shot someone there, then went across the street and shot another person. This happened just hours after four people were shot and killed at a small farm south of San Francisco, and three others died at another nearby farm. As for the suspect,
the shooter, after visiting that second site and killing those three people, seems to have driven himself to a sheriff's substation here in the county and basically sat in his car until deputies arrived and grabbed him.
Correspondent Jacob Ward in Half Moon Bay, California. The former FBI agent accused of working for Russian oligarchs is free on $500,000 bond. Charles McGonigal is accused of taking bribes from an Albanian spy and of helping a Russian oligarch. Blame the bots. That's what the CEO of Ticketmaster's parent company is doing at a Senate hearing today. Live Nation head Joe Berchtold says bots tried to snap up every ticket to Taylor Swift's tour when they went on sale last year, causing the huge online mess.
We apologize to the fans. We apologize to Ms. Swift. We need to do better, and we will do better.
Some lawmakers say the merger of Ticketmaster and Live Nation has stifled competition and hurt concertgoers. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The tax filing season is underway, and experts say many families will take a hit this year thanks to changes to the child tax credits. It starts with a cap on the credit.
The maximum for this year is $2,000 per child. In 2021, it was $3,600.
Tax pro Crystal Mishler says there's also a $5,000 difference in the other child care tax credit.
The advanced child tax credit payments that people were receiving, even the thresholds that were being allowed, are greatly reduced.
There are also changes to charitable contributions. Put it all together, and the Mishler says it could be the difference between getting a refund and getting a tax bill this year. Good news for Florida Congressman Greg Stube. He's home now, recovering from that 25-foot fall from a ladder last week. The Sarasota area lawmaker suffered broken bones, a punctured lung, and several torn ligaments in the fall at his home.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Willie Nelson is hitting the road for the Hollywood Bowl in a two-day celebration of his 90th birthday in late April. Nelson will perform at the venue in a show that will also include Snoop Dogg, Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert, Tom Jones, and others. Tickets go on sale this Saturday. Speaking of Chris Stapleton, he's been tapped to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl next month. Also, Babyface will sing America the Beautiful, and Cheryl Lee Ralph will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.